This week is the last Sunday in August. It's also the final week of our guest speaker series of August. And next week, I'm going to be kicking off a new series called Good News. It's a study through the book of Colossians as we're discovering the good news of Jesus Christ. I really encourage you to be with us next week. And we're going to have new service times that I'm going to speak about in a few moments after our sermon. But today we have got the honor of having Pastor Sean Hennessy speak to us for a really different word in a creative way. This is a spoken word in which God gave him that he put together and he wanted to share with us as a church. And both Sean and his wife, Sunny, have been speaking into the lives of myself and Jillian now for many years and also to the life of our church. And they really got behind us as we got ready to plant Open Arms Church in South Dublin. They supported us, not just financially, but they supported us through their love and their encouragement. And they were spurring us on all the way, all the time. And Sunny, she was able to even come over and be there for our launch. So we want to say, Sean and Sunny, we love you. And Life Church in Green Bay, we love you. And we're so grateful for you. So guys, I pray that you will enjoy this. And you might just want to sit back, close your eyes, and receive the Word of God into your life and over your life. Enjoy this message.
Hey, Open Arms, Pastor Sean and Sunny Hennessy here from Life Church in Green Bay, and we're so excited about your service today. So grateful that we can play even just a little part in that. We love you guys, sure love Pastor Sean and Jillian. They are such good friends of ours. In fact, you were at the launch of this church.
Pastor Sean and Jillian came over here a couple times, and we've been to Ireland and been a part of your life before, but then at the launch, I got to be there the morning.
Jealous.
Ooh, it was a nerve-wracking morning when Open Arms opened. But what's so amazing is that we've seen so much come about since that time.
Incredible. Literally, you're changing the nation. And so I'm so humbled and I'm so grateful that this message gets to play a small part in your journey. This is actually a little more like a spoken word. I was praying and I really felt like the Holy Spirit gave me a spoken word. And so I recorded this live in front of our people here in Green Bay to a track. And so I hope you love it. It's called Life.
Life. What is life? A series of sights and sounds, appointments and assignments filled with who, what, where, and when. But why? Why do we do what we do? Why do we go where we go? Why have we become what we've become? What was our direction? Who was our influence? Where are our boundaries? Who established them and why? Limitations and liabilities instilled upon us and installed within us by sights and sounds, options and opinions. But what if there was more? What if that more came from less? Less options, less opinions, less stress, less struggle so we could have more. More love and more life. More friends and more freedom. More peace and more purpose. Who wouldn't trade pain for peace? Who wouldn't trade hurt for health? Stop the hurt and start the healing. Heal the headaches and the heartaches, the loneliness, the lack, the longing. When I was little, I had dreams, and they were big and bold, audacious and exuberant, important and urgent. They were limitless. They didn't fit into my world because they were meant to change my world. We were designed to dream, to drive toward a divine destiny, to be the best that we could be, believe that we could become exceedingly and abundantly more. Dreams that were hardwired into us, not by our surroundings, but by a creator who spoke space and the skies into existence. How could a big God create small dreamers? We have got to slow our limitations and shatter our limits. It is time to dream. To dream about potential and possibilities, to push, to pull, to struggle and strain, to stretch and strive, to abandon the thought that we may fall, that we may fail. We have got to rewire our minds. We're transformed by the renewing of our minds. We were not designed to drown in doubt or dread, to flounder in fear or failure. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. He's made us more than conquerors. Greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. He that is in the world has no ability to speak life, no ability to speak truth. The one who is within us is not a man that he should lie. He's come that we may have life and life more abundantly. The one that's in the world tells you it's okay to settle. Mediocrity is the means by which you should and shall do life. The one who is within us tells us we were created for more, and they that wait upon him shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. If you've ever seen an eagle, it is anything but mediocre. It is majestic. You are majestic. And you are majestic because your every movement is maneuvered by a Messiah who makes no mistakes. Your steps are ordered. They are directed, not always in the direction of your desire or decision, but always in the direction for your good. He works all things together for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purposes. He's calling you. Are you listening? He's calling you in your situation and out of your circumstances. Come unto me, all who are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Rest. Refreshment. Restoration. Peace. Provision. Ask of me, and I will give the nations as your inheritance. Why are we settling? Why are we not striving? Why are we still not dreaming? Because the one that's in the world has sprayed us and splattered us with fear, hurt, and lies, but the one who is within us said, in the end, only three things will remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. He loves you. He has hope for you, faith in you. Why don't you? Why don't you believe what the creator of and very source of belief has designed you to believe? Why are you limiting yourself? Why are you limiting God? But what is a limit? It's a point or level beyond which something or someone does not or may not extend or pass. A restriction on the size of or amount of something permissible or possible. Who told you there was a level beyond which you may extend or pass? Who told you there was a restriction on what was permissible or possible for you? I can tell you beyond equivocation, it was not the one who is within you. He said, through him, all things are possible. The one that is in the world says, did God really say? Did God really say you can be a good parent? Did God really say you can be a good spouse? Did he really say you can prosper? Did God really design you to dream? No, you should settle. Be content. Live in less. Live in lack. Why are you so greedy? Who do you think you are? But the one who is within you says, oh, I'll tell you who you are. You are the first and not the last. You are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. You are a joint heir with Jesus, and royal blood flows through your veins. Before you were even born, he knew you and he called you. While you were yet in your mother's womb, he was designing your destiny, developing your dreams, preparing his plans for your life. Plans for good and not for bad. Plans to give you a future and a hope. If the only hope for humanity has hope in you, why don't you? When we throw up our hands, doubt his power, and question his plans, he wonders, who is this that questions my wisdom without knowledge? You doubt my power and question my plans? Brace yourself like a man. I will now question you, and you will now answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? who marked off its dimensions, who stretched a measuring line across it, on what were its footings set, and who laid its cornerstone while the morning stars sang and all the angels shouted for joy. Who kept the sea inside its boundaries as it burst forth from the womb, clothing it with clouds and wrapping it in thick darkness. Who told it you can come this far, but no farther? Here is where your proud waves will halt. Who gave orders to the morning and directed dawn into its place? Who cuts a channel for the torrents of rain and a path for thunderstorms? Who speaks that thunder and sends lightning bolts on their way? Who can bind the chain of Pleiades and loosen Orion's belt? Who said, let there be light? And there was your creator. And he said he created you in his own image. Who is it that fed the 5,000? Who is it that made the lame to walk, the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the mute to speak? Who is it that turned water to wine, walked on water, and commanded the storm to cease? And it did. Who is it that raised Lazarus from the dead? Who is it that was once dead, but is now alive forever and holds the keys to hell and death? Your Savior, Jesus. And he said, anyone who believes in me will do these same works and even greater things. I will do whatever you ask in my name. That's right. Ask anything in his name and he will do it. What are you asking him for? Why aren't you asking him for more? What are you believing him for? Why aren't you believing him for more? What are you dreaming for? Why aren't you dreaming for more? Your dreams weren't meant to fit into your world. They were meant to change your world. They were meant to be big and bold, audacious and exuberant, important and urgent. They were meant to be limitless. You are not limited by your limitations. You've been limited by lies spoken by the very father of lies, that one that is in the world. Why are you listening to being led by someone who has already been defeated? It's why you feel defeated. You need to be listening to the one who came to bring you life, the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through him, but anyone can come to the Father through him. There is more, but that more will come through less. Less options and less opinions, less struggle and less stress, but only through more Jesus.
So would you bow your heads with me? Friends, I don't know what you're going through right now, but can I tell you that this is not it? This is not the end. That there literally is more. More in you, more to you, more for you. And so can I pray for you? So God, today for my friends, I pray blessings on them. God, I pray for courage. I pray for endurance. God, I pray that in the midst of these tumultuous, trying times, that you would give us that peace that surpasses understanding. Give us courage, give us strength. In Jesus' name, amen.